Issues in Editing, Part 1. As many people who know me know, I've built my business on providing services in the areas of content creation, book editing, and coaching. Each area requires insight into human motivation and behavior, and I love what I do no matter what hat I'm wearing. Since a lot of people are either dreaming of or working on their own book manuscript, I thought I would take a few minutes today to look at some of the issues that commonly crop up in my editing work. So far this year, I've completed edits for a crime thriller, a memoir, and a marketing book, and I'm working on a number of other projects this year as well. And although the conventions for each are very, very different, I find the same language issues tend to come up repeatedly. If you're writing a book right now or know someone who is, you might want to take a look at this list and listen in to see if the manuscript can be tightened up in any way before handing it off to an editor. Editors generally charge by the hour or by the word, and the more mistakes there are in the manuscript, the more time the editor has to spend on corrections. So here's what's on my list of common issues in editing. Number one leading the list is structure. Although the effort to complete a book manuscript in and of itself implies a sense of process and order, this is something that doesn't come naturally to all of us. For example, people who are highly creative and unconventional seem to have a tougher time following a thread of written explanation through the alphabet of A to Z, Z for us Canadians. When I get the manuscript from this type of individual, I often have to move chunks of text around to eliminate repetition and ensure logical progression. Readers don't like to work too hard to get to the point, and it's the author's and editor's job to make it easy for them to consume the material. Another area where I see a lot of errors is in the field of grammar. Boring as the word may strike you, it is impossible to write well without proper grammar. Adherence to its picky little requirements implies a solid understanding of the rules of the road of language and results in an audience that knows exactly what you're saying. Clarity invites engagement, and engagement invites support. Some of the grammar issues I commonly see as an editor include noun-verb disconnects. So, for example, the dog and the cat is friends instead of are friends. Tense problems are another issue that I see a lot of. For example, if we went to the auction last year, we see instead of always saw or saw our friends. And finally, run-on sentences. So an example of that might be, I went to Belize last year thinking it would be a great place to invest, and when I met all the investment officers, they told me there were a lot of rules I had to follow, and I found it was very difficult to keep everything straight because there were many different ways to interpret the regulations, and we never found out how to find a lawyer who could give us the best advice, but yesterday we did. You get the picture. There are other things that we can do in the area of tightening up a manuscript, and I invite you to listen to my next podcast on this issue if you're interested in more information about it. Also, if you would like to get in touch with me and maybe book a conversation about your writing project or how I might be able to give you some assistance with your writing, I invite you to do that. You can get in touch with me at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at CrossmanCommunications.com. And best wishes for great writing.